This is Ron Huber. Welcome to the Penobscot Bay Report. State and federal environmental and conservation officials have a tough job. Not only must they grapple with complicated ecologic questions and sometimes ambiguous laws and regulations, but at times they face intense pressures to look the other way or to soften their findings, often to benefit some economic interest. It can be very tough for an individual permit reviewer or government scientist to challenge such politicization. Their jobs can be on the line. Often a whistleblower can find he or herself in more trouble than the politicizer. Happily, an organization has come to help these brave individuals, and that group is called PEER. Today, I want to welcome to the show Kyla Bennett, who worked for US EPA for many years and is now the New England Coordinator for Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Welcome to the show, Kyla.
Thank you so much, Ron.
So tell us, what is PEER? It sounds like a great thing, but what's its history and what's going on with it?
Sure. PEER is a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. We have chapters all over the country, and as you mentioned, I'm the head of the New England chapter. We're a nonpartisan group, and basically we are here to serve and protect public employees who work on environmental issues. So we're a public interest organization that's concerned with open and honest government, and as you pointed out, these people who work in the environmental arena as public employees often face a lot of political pressure because of either pet political projects or economic interests of powerful politicians, and we are there to try to prevent them from getting fired and to get the issue that they're concerned about out into the open, and so that we can deal with it in a scientific and legal way as opposed to a manipulative way.
Well, it sounds as though there may have been some instances of this sort of problem. Can you relate to some of those in the past?
Absolutely. In fact, as you mentioned, I worked for the Environmental Protection Agency for almost 10 years, and when I was there, I was assigned the Sears Island Project, which is a project in your backyard up in Maine, and that's how I actually found out about PEER. I was given the task of overseeing the permit review for Sears Island, which is was a proposed cargo port for wood chips, basically, at the time that I was reviewing it. And there was so much political pressure to get that project permitted that I was actually told by my supervisor at the EPA that I should do whatever it took to permit this project regardless of the law. And I was totally upset by that, found PEER, called them, and they actually helped me sue the agency, and we won, and I was able to stay in my job and get the right thing done, and the permit was actually withdrawn because the federal government threatened to deny it.
That was a great success there. In fact, I have a recording of Angus King fuming about this on Maine Public Radio. Good job.
I'm sure you do. He was very upset.
Okay. Now, what about in other states? Because I know that PEER works around the country.
Yes, we do. We work around the country. We have cases, oh gosh, all over the place. We've had cancer cluster cases in Massachusetts. We have the Florida panther case and manatee issues in Florida. We are everywhere in the country. And something that may be of interest to you is that we just opened a new program called ALPS, the Alliance for the Legal Protection of Science. And basically, this is our new effort to shield science and scientists from political manipulation. And this actually stemmed from the drowning polar bear case and the hockey stick graph showing the sharp increase in global temperature. We've had two climate scientists in the government who got into a lot of trouble for speaking the truth about science. And so we decided that the best thing to do would be to start this program that's specific to science and scientists. Not all of our current clients at PEER are scientists. Some of them are land managers or even administrative people. But Alps will specifically help these scientists protect both the science and their jobs.
And that's different, as you say, from the conservation and environmental managers.
Yes, it is. Well, so this is purely a scientific arm, if you will, of PIER. And so what we're trying to do is we're offering, you know, a lot of them are university scientists. You know, we have state universities all over the country. These people are public employees, and we're trying to schedule legal sessions with them, give them information on their rights. For example, some of these people, when they publish something that politicians don't like, they get this these voluminous, we call them weaponized public records requests. So they ask to provide all of these documents, and they have no more time to do their actual research and work because they're spending all their time answering these public records requests. Some of them are dragged into lawsuits, and some of them just want to publish their results but are unable to because the science has become so politicized.
So when a scientist feels that he or she is being asked to weaken their findings or look the other way or something, what can you do as PIER?
We can do a lot of things. I mean, first of all, any scientist or any environmental public employee who feels like they're in this position should go to our website, which is www.peer.org. And we have a lot of information on that website about what their next steps can be. But what we try to do is, some people view PIER as a whistleblower organization, but we actually try to prevent people from blowing the whistle. So we often say that we're kind of like the letterhead for these people. So we will bring the issue that they're concerned about to light without naming this person, without outing them, so they can keep their job and keep fighting from within, and we take all the heat and all the flack. So if a scientist feels like their science or they themselves are being politically manipulated, we can try to get that issue, we can shine the light of day on that through the media, and we can also try to get support from them, legal support. That we have a whole alliance of lawyers across the country who are willing to help free of charge, and other scientists can come to the support and defense of the science.
Now, you guys are not afraid to take on these politically charged issues then?
No, we are not afraid, but our clients often are, and they have cause to be. It's having been in their shoes, having been a whistleblower myself on the Sears Island case, I can tell you how devastating it is, both on a professional level and a personal level. It really colors your world because, when you go to work for the government, for example, like when I went to work for EPA, I thought, it's called the Environmental Protection Agency. We're out there, we're trying to protect the environment. And it was really disillusioning for me to learn that that's not always the case and that politics and money can trump the science and the law. So not only are these people, these public employees, devastated by learning that they don't always get to do what they're supposed to do, but they become a pariah in a sense because everybody is expected to toe the line, and political pressure can be unbelievably intense. I mean, people's jobs are threatened. It becomes a great source of anxiety and can lead to problems within a marriage or in a family. I mean, it's really it's an awful place to be. And it's all because these people are trying to be brave and do the right thing.
It can have quite a chilling effect on their future activities too, then.
Yes, absolutely. It can destroy the reputation. I mean, one of our the scientists we worked with was Charles Monette, the gentleman who all he did was back in, I think it was 2006, he published a short paper on observing polar bears drowning. And his agency tried to discredit him as a scientist, as who he is, because they didn't want the whole climate change, global warming thing given any credence. And, you know, we're finding that happening more and more. Science has become politicized, and it really shouldn't be. It should be safe from politics.